Psalm 64, When God Answers the Conspiracy. After Psalm 63's open wilderness, Psalm 64 takes us into a more suffocating place. The closed room, the whispered plan, the sharpened sentence. David is not mainly fleeing swords here, he is fleeing words. He asks God to hear his complaint, but the Hebrew word can also mean a troubled meditation, an inward musing. This is important. Some of the fiercest battles in the life of faith are fought before a blow falls, when fear enters the imagination and begins furnishing the room. The psalm's most striking word may be the one translated secret counsel, or secret plot, isod. Elsewhere, sod is used for intimate fellowship with God. The Lord confides in those who fear him, Psalm 25:14, New International Version. Here, evil has formed its own counterfeit fellowship. Sin is not only private desire, it builds communion, strategy, and liturgy. There is a dark parody of covenant here, a gathered people, united not by truth, but by concealment. A Western reader may miss how dangerous this was in the ancient world. At Israel's city gates, places whose stone benches and chambers have been uncovered at sites like Dan and Beersheba, elders heard cases, reputations were weighed, and futures could be decided. In such a world, slander was not mere talk. It could cost land, livelihood, standing, and safety. Words were social weapons long before they became digital ones. And yet the psalm is built on a holy irony. The wicked shoot suddenly at the innocent, and then God shoots his arrow at them. They are struck down suddenly. They act without fear, and then all people will fear. Their tongue is turned back on them. This is one of Scripture's deep patterns. God often judges evil by making it collapse under its own logic. The liar is caught in his own web. The accuser is devoured by accusation. Haman knows this. So does Judas. Augustine heard in this psalm the voice of Christ, the truly blameless one surrounded by secret counsel, false witnesses, and armed words. That is not forced. Jesus entered the full violence of speech, conspiracy, mockery, perjury, public shame. He answered much of it with silence. But the resurrection was the Father's reply. The hidden counsel of men was overturned by the open act of God. The psalm ends beautifully. People do not merely tremble, they ponder. That may be the rarest miracle of all. God not only rescues the righteous, he teaches the world to think again. In an age of instant outrage, Psalm 64 calls us to a slower holiness. Fear God, tell his works, and ponder what he has done. Suggested cross-references. Psalm 25:14, Proverbs 12:18, Isaiah 49:2, James 3:5-8, 1 Peter 2:23. Hymn suggestion. God moves in a mysterious way, especially fitting for a psalm about hidden plots and hidden providence. Prayer. Lord, hide me from the fellowship of falsehood and draw me into your own secret counsel. Guard my heart when fear begins to speak within me. Make my tongue clean, my refuge sure, and my mind slow enough to ponder your works. And when lies seem strong, teach me to wait for your arrow of truth. Amen.